A few weeks ago, Steve posted on his blog and kind of advertising this conference, and he posted on his blog what Donald Taylor was going to talk about. And you know, as I always do, I read Steve's blog and just kind of keep myself informed of what's happening. And honestly, like, the blood drained from my face. I'm like, he's telling me exactly about what I'm talking about. This is the problem. And I DM'd Doug, and I was like, oh my God, you know. And he's like, no, it's going to be fine. So very kindly sent me his presentation, and it turns out that we're actually talking about two different levels, but of the same problem. So I'm going to be talking very much from my own experience, and then Don is going to do all the, you know, theoretical, big picture stuff. So the other kind of note that I just want to do before I get started is that I work as an academic developer, educational developer. So it's very much from my kind of viewpoint as a trainer. And I know that somebody tweeted, they were on the train here and they said, oh, I hope it's not all going to be academics looking down their noses.
Sorry about that.
And it's fine. It's not. It's like, this is like what the kind of experiences that I've had as a trainer. But it's, I think there are things that people can take back to their organizations and use even if your role is not a trainer. So, and in fact, I also realized that some of the difficulties that we're in are actually because of some systemic things we'll talk about. And there was one more thing that I just wanted to say. Oh, right. Which is that we talked a little bit about the role of the keynote. I was talking to some people about the role of the keynote, and I think it was Doug. He said, like, oh, well, you know, it's not hard to entertain, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, yeah, but I think once you're at the beginning of a conference, you have a bit of a different role. And, like, I feel like at the end of a conference, you're trying to kind of encapsulate and also give people things to kind of go away from. So I've tried to add some artifacts from the conference as it's happened, and I think you'll recognize them. But some of you might actually recognize this image. It's one of the, it's the signs on the placards outside, just as you walk back. Yeah, that's right, from the student union. So I'll try to give you some practical things to go away with as well. All right, without further ado. So I'm going to talk about creating a learnscape in your workscape. And there is a digital handout if you want to follow along. I don't think I quite got everything in there, but it's got, you know, a fair few of the resources that I'll be quoting from, etc. So it's at tiny.cc/learnscape. So learnscape being one of the themes for the conference. And Donald Clark gets quite grumbly about people having long introductions. He wants to just know Sorry. because I actually think that what we're doing here is social learning, and even though I'm going to be talking to you for the next 40 minutes, it is like a conversation I'm starting, and it's difficult to have a conversation if you don't know who I am. So on the first day, we were asked to, in Jane's workshop, to describe ourselves in one sentence. So that's me in one sentence. And down there, I've added some pictures that actually show you, so that's Deakin University where I work. In Melbourne, I work in the Faculty of Health as, like I said, educational developer, but it is an academic role. I'm a lecturer in blended learning, officially. And I did have my ukulele with me, but didn't get to play it yesterday. Because I had Under the Sea all prepared. and so this is my landscape as we drew it in Jane's workshop. And what was interesting in drawing it, she wanted us to draw lines where parts of your life are actually kind of separated. And for me, there are very few lines where my identities are actually separated. It's all kind of one big jumble. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll find that I tweet about everything that's happening, not just professional stuff. The only thing that's a little bit divided there is daughter, and that's because my dad's not very very much an online personality, so his, you know, it's basically Skype, and that's that. And I'm also a knitworked learner. Thank you, Steve, for getting me finally knitting again, and it was going quite well. It looked like a tiny little scarf or a mouse by the end. But I'm a network learner, and I've been a network learner basically since, I've been on Twitter since 2007. That's really where the major part of my network is. But also in all of these other